Do you believe in ghosts, spirits, and such like? I know lots of people do. Even if people come back as ghosts, they're not full people. They're more like memories of people, wisps of humanity. I know that some of you have been really heartbroken by the loss of a person in your life, and you try to contact the person. This is very dangerous. Meddling in the occult is never a good idea. Anyway, as the old saying goes, death is so permanent. It's irreversible. We will be joining them, but they'll not be joining us. Ghosts represent the longing of the human heart for an existence beyond the grave. But we don't have to just hope it may be so. The words, death is so permanent, are actually not true. After Jesus was put to death, he came out of his grave, not as a ghost, but as a whole person. He did not merely survive death, he conquered death, and he did it for us. When you trust in Jesus Christ, you are trusting the one person who can take you through the greatest calamity of life and bring you safe to the other side. Christians don't try to contact their dead because we know that they are with Jesus, and we will join them as whole people. In fact, those who belong to Jesus will be transformed people. Easter certainly makes you smile. It shows you that new beginnings are possible. This year, we as a nation have been summoned to a new beginning in our relationship with the first people of this land. We've been asked for reconciliation, very powerful, very Christian idea, apology on the one part, forgiveness on the other, and a determination to make this new day work. The death and resurrection of Jesus is the moment of reconciliation. God summons us to give up our wrong attitudes to him, to say sorry, and to entrust ourselves to Jesus. He brings forgiveness from God, and he has conquered death. When we understand what God has done for us, we find it easier to ask for forgiveness and easier to give it. The message of Easter is one of the most powerful things for good in this world, and it shows us that death is not permanent.